Welcome. Today we're heading to Dubrovnik, but with the city walls as a beginning rather than the whole story. We'll look for views, seawater, neighborhoods, food, and a calmer way to shape a short visit. The old town deserves its fame, of course. Yet the most memorable Dubrovnik often appears when you step outside the busiest lanes and give the city a little room to breathe. First impressions are wonderfully dramatic. Pale limestone streets, steep stairways, shuttered windows, and fortifications rising above the Adriatic. Inside the historic center, the city can feel both theatrical and surprisingly intimate. Walk the walls if that experience matters to you, but treat it as orientation, not a race. From above, the compact shape of the old town makes sense. Red roofs gathered between stone defenses and a very blue sea. A quieter hour changes the mood. Early morning is good for noticing doorways, laundry, cats in shaded corners, and the sound of wheels over stone. Later in the evening, when the day softens, can be lovely too. The main street, Straden, is essential, but don't let it become your entire map. Take one of the side stairways, pause before climbing all the way, and let yourself get pleasantly disoriented in the smaller lanes. There is a useful discipline here. Choose a few sites, then leave unscheduled space. Dubrovnik rewards looking up, stopping for water, and accepting that the best detail may be the view through an arch rather than a landmark. To understand Dubrovnik, lift your gaze beyond the walls. The city is not flat or isolated. It sits between steep terrain and open water, and that geography explains both its drama and its many stairs. A high viewpoint gives you the grand composition, the old town below, Lokrum offshore, and the coastline stretching away. Go when visibility is good, but do not feel obliged to chase a perfect photograph. Sometimes the more restorative perspective is at sea level. Find a waterfront bench, a rocky edge safe for sitting, or a simple cafe terrace, and watch the light shift across the harbor and the island horizon. That pause matters, especially after a busy morning. Dubrovnik can invite a checklist mentality, while the coast asks for the opposite. Stay still long enough to notice boats arriving, swimmers in the distance, and the change in wind. For a broader sense of the city, spend time beyond the historic core. Lapad offers a more relaxed seaside rhythm, with promenades, coves, hotels, apartment streets, and the everyday pleasure of being near the water without being inside the walls. It is a useful choice for an afternoon when your feet need a break. Walk gently, swim if conditions and access suit you, or simply have a long lunch instead of squeezing in another monument. Gruz has a different character. Around its harbor, you see ferries, smaller boats, practical businesses, and the movement of a working waterfront. It feels less like a backdrop and more like Dubrovnik getting on with the day. If you are self-catering, the market area can be the good place to look for the ingredients of a simple meal. Availability changes with season and day, so go with curiosity rather than a fixed shopping list. Neither Lapad nor Gruz needs to be marketed as a secret. Their value is simpler. They spread your visit out, offer a change of pace, and make the old town feel more like one part of a living city. When the weather is settled, consider a short escape toward the Lofidia Islands. The crossing itself is part of the appeal. The city recedes, the shoreline opens, and your day immediately becomes less concentrated. Rather than trying to conquer several islands, choose one experience and let it be enough. A small harbor, a village walk, a swim, and an unhurried lunch can make a much better day than rushing from boat to boat. Surfaces, routes, and sea conditions vary with the season, so check locally when you arrive and keep your plan flexible. If boats are limited or the weather turns, a harborside afternoon in Gruz is still a satisfying alternative. Food along this coast often works best when it stays straightforward. Think grilled fish or seafood, seasonal vegetables, good olive oil, bread, and dishes that let the ingredients speak without too much ceremony. A modest canoba can be a rewarding choice, especially if you are happy to ask what is fresh or seasonal rather than arriving with a rigid order in mind. The best meal may be the one that fits the day. Look out, too, for Dubrovnik area sweets such as rosata, a caramel custard with a local Dalmatian identity. It is a gentle finish after a salty meal, and a reminder that regional food is more than seafood alone. For a practical two-day rhythm, begin day one early in the old town. Walk a short loop, visit the places you genuinely care about, then stop before midday crowds and heat turn every decision into an endurance test. Use the later part of that day for a viewpoint or a coastal pause. On day two, choose between an island outing and a slower exploration of Lapad or Gruz. You do not need all three. The historic center is best handled on foot. Buses and taxis can be useful for reaching outer neighborhoods or your accommodation, while boats connect the city to coastal escapes. Driving near the old core is usually more trouble than freedom. Shoulder season travel is often a particularly appealing fit for this plan. Temperatures are commonly milder and the streets less compressed than in peak summer. Still, pack for changeable weather and confirm transport arrangements close to your travel dates. A calmer Dubrovnik is not only about your comfort, it is about how you move through a busy heritage city. The Old Town is also a place where people live, work, worship, and handle ordinary daily life. In residential lanes, keep voices low, especially early and late. Avoid treating private doorways, laundry lines, or windows as props. A quiet photo taken thoughtfully is very different from turning someone's threshold into a stage. At churches and other religious sites, dress and behave with care. Follow posted guidance, give services and worshippers space, and remember that historic buildings are not simply atmospheric interiors for a quick social media stop. The coastal setting asks for the same attention. Take litter with you, use designated bins where available, and leave beaches, swimming spots, and walking paths as you found them. Small actions are especially visible in compact places. Heat and crowding can make even considerate travelers impatient. Build in water breaks, shade, and a slower route. If a lane is congested, choose another one instead of forcing your way through a group or a residence path. Support local businesses thoughtfully. That might mean eating in a neighborhood restaurant, buying a few practical provisions from a market, or choosing a locally run activity that treats the coast and community with respect. There is no prize for seeing everything. If the walls are crowded, return at another time or choose the water. If an island trip does not work out, linger in Grush. Flexibility is often the most respectful travel skill. And be mindful of the stone underfoot. Smooth steps can be slippery when wet, stairs are unavoidable, and the summer sun can be intense. Comfortable shoes and a realistic pace will do more for your day than an overstuffed itinerary. The useful takeaway is simple. Let Dubrovnik's walls introduce the city, then make room for its coast, its neighborhoods, and its slower horizons. That wider rhythm reveals far more than a list of sights. Thank you for listening. Wherever you pause in Dubrovnik, travel gently, stay curious, and leave space for the unplanned view. Until next time, take care.